This is Joe Costello's WFO Radio.
Totally nonstop WFO, baby.
Covering everything that has wheels, an engine, and a driver.
All I want to know if you got your popcorn ripped.
NASCAR.
Four-time Cup champion, Jeff Gordon.
I definitely know where you're coming from, and that's what it really, truly takes.
IndyCar.
She's the newest IndyCar Series winner, Danica Patrick.
I know. Yeah, let's do it.
Formula One.
From the driver's perspective, David Hobbs.
To not have a race in North America, to me, is frankly appalling.
Sports cars.
He's been unstoppable in the factory Corvettes, Johnny O'Connell.
It's very cool to be talking to you this time all the way from Le Mans, France.
And NHRA drag racing.
NHRA funny car champ, John Force.
Big money, all the money, Taylor. It's just a race everybody wants to win.
WFO Radio is Total Motorsports.
Bring it on.
Fasten your seatbelts. Fire up the ignition. And drop the hammer. Now, here's your host, Joe Costello.
WFO Radio Ignition. Hey, everybody. Welcome back to another edition of WFO Radio Ignition. And how different is this version than last week's version? Last week's version was two independent shows, people downloading at different times. They reached the very end. Then they said to themselves, wait, there's more. And they clicked on the second edition. And the second edition, I got to say, wasn't that great. Hours had gone by. It was a totally different kind of flying altogether. But we did make our picks. The pick show went down, and somebody on the show picked Brad Keselowski and won, and the WFO Radio Handicappers pick another winner. Now, before I go any further, I can't go any further without saying hello, good morning, good evening, and good afternoon to the first-time listener. I know you. You just clicked the link. Your buddy said, check it out, or you saw it on Twitter, or you said, why not? I'll click it. First thing I will tell you, it is nothing malicious. This is not malware. These are friend. The new malware got me. It was talking to me. It was telling me nothing like that. It's just a show. We tweeted out WFO Radio, WFOradio.com in podcast format for racing fans, fans of racing, NHRA NASCAR, Formula One, IndyCar, and other things as well. I'm Joe. This is Giovanni in Miami.
Hey!
And we would encourage you and say, hey, why don't you hang out and check out the show for a little while? It usually takes an episode or two to figure out exactly what's going on here. But I'm sure you put on a radio at some point during the day and you listen to some droning. Or maybe you've got a couple other podcasts you listen to. Or you're waiting to hear your great friends talk about racing and NASCAR and such. Why don't you check out our show for the next hour and change? And let us know what you think. And stick around, first-time listener. You know what? Giovanni,
go ahead.
You're shocked. You don't know what I'm about to do. I'm just wondering, have we ever converted a first-time listener?
Obviously.
Not necessarily. We've been doing this first.
Everybody at some point was a first-time listener.
Yes, but nobody has said to us, hey, guys, I clicked the link one time by mistake, and you gave me the first-time listener speech. And I stuck around. That's what I'm talking about very specifically.
Okay.
Very specifically. Very specifically. The guy who heard the first-time listener speech.
The guy you're preaching to right now.
Yes, that guy or girl. Or beautiful, hot chick. That person has not ever reached out to us and said, you know, I got to tell you guys, my buddy, he tweeted the link. I thought, let me click it, see what happens. It played in my default browser. And I just decided to continue to listen to it, and now I listen all the time. I want to hear if that person exists. It's going to be, I think, a little disappointing.
Only if you have expectations, my friend.
That isn't that the truth. No expectations for the first-time listener. But I am asking, of course, to the regular audience, the results will remain top secret. That way, you know, not for public consumption. That way we will not be totally humiliated. But we see the numbers. They increase. Unique IP addresses and whatnot. They are a constant, steady, upward ramp. Week in, week out. Some weeks go higher, some weeks go lower. And really what we're doing is we're siphoning off listeners from the Nitro show. We do our own show. We do the thing. But the Nitro show is what is promoted heavily. We had Bill Simpson on this week's Nitro show. I don't know if people out there understand, that's a pretty good get. total by accident, Bill Simpson, safety icon, buried in the middle of the Nitro show in between Eddie Krawick, Shane Gray, and Tony Schumacher and Christian Byrd, right in the middle. And there was a big debate by me. It was a huge debate. I thought about it for a minute, and I said, should I put Bill Simpson in the Ignition show so that the Ignition listeners can enjoy Bill Simpson and less of us bantering? Or do I put it in the Nitro show? And, you know, maybe someone listens to Ignition after the fact. And clearly you know what I did. And here's why. The Ignition listener...
I think everyone knows what you think.
Well, the Ignition listener wants to hear us banter. That's why they listen.
This isn't the interview show. Now and then, if we get one that's completely NASCAR specific, we'll throw it over here or Indy or whatever it is, as long as it's not NHRA. But not only did we run, well, you're the one that almost ran into Bill at the U.S. Nationals.
They were trying to get my golf
cart. It was at an NHRA event.
Yes.
And he discussed the Nationals and drag racing with you. So.
And the fact that they have a Simpson safety harness on the lunar rover on the moon.
How about that?
To me, that's the best thing I've heard all week. There's a tag on the lunar rover that still sits on the moon, so they say. That says the rover, not the... I should have asked him. I was like, isn't that just a conspiracy? That whole, wait a second, Bill.
Well, I'm glad you didn't, because you just don't know where that might have gone.
That's true. And I want everybody to know that I am 100% certain... that we went to the moon?
Well, I mean, I wouldn't go that far.
I would. I'm going with it.
Well, I mean, you know, if I didn't see it myself, I don't know if I could really believe it.
Say what you want, but there is a saying called seeing is believing. There's also one called a picture is worth a thousand words. And then there's this new one, it's more modern, that says a video is worth a million words.
A video is what gets you fired.
A video is what really
is what really gets you in trouble.
Really, really gets you in trouble.
Technology, man.
It's happening. It's going to be the new thing.
Technology.
All right, so we're done.
Who would have thunk that everybody's going to be walking around with little video cameras in their hands, just filming everybody else, so that no one can have any privacy?
By choice.
Yeah, no.
The Big Brother, the
Big Brother is just.
There is no Big Brother. There's millions of little brothers running around annoying you, videoing you, following you. What are you doing? We're watching what you're doing. We're recording what you're doing.
Just waiting for you to fail.
And posting it. And you're posting it. Look what I did. Look at this horrible crime I committed. Kids are out there doing it. Teenagers. Look at what we did to this guy. Oh, we're busted. What happened? It's the whole Big Brother thing turned out to be right and wrong. They had the right concept, they had the wrong deal. Now, this is WFO Radio Ignition, where most of the time we talk NASCAR, the chase is beginning. We're going to talk about...
exciting!
Yes, I have my bracket right here.
I got my grid. It's grid.
I guess. I know we have to turn everything that we already know as something else into something we re-identify as our own. The chase grid, as opposed to the...
That's right, because we're in this challenger grid
challenger
state.
Phase.
We're in the challenger phase.
We're in the challenger 16 phase.
The challenger.
Soon to be the contender 12 and the eliminator 8 and then the championship 4. If there's anything about it, I don't like it, but I'm holding my grid. I'm holding it and my grid 2 in my hand, and we're going to talk about what we're going to do with this. Are we going to fill out the grid on the air? I don't know. But you can all go to the WFO Radio Facebook page, and I have posted the PDF of the grid. So if you want to print out the grid, this is available on NASCAR.com. It's not an exclusive to WFO Radio listeners by any means. But I think it's cool. I think that people love filling out brackets. They love it. It becomes part of your routine and ritual. And so I'm going to fill out my grid. Now, I wanted to mention that. Before we got into the whole video camera thing, we've talked about drones. We talk about technology. Our great friends Harv and Jerry, who I met at the Winner's Circle after the U.S. Nationals, they said that they love the non-racing stuff. The racing stuff is why they show up. But the non-racing stuff, the social whatever you want to call it, that stuff is the added bonus, the cherry on top, the thing that they don't get anywhere else. That's a quote by them. not by me. And I agree. Now, you mentioned these video cameras. Since everyone has seen these, everyone knows what's going on here, Giovanni. The whole Ray Rice, the whole everything's going on, everything is on video. Here's the deal. It will be mandatory very soon for all, I would say, police and governmental officials to be camered up at virtually all times. And many Americans are going to choose to do it by choice. The Google glasses. It's a constant nonstop video camera. Some people are very bothered by people with the Google glasses walking into a store or walking into anything because that guy's got this something on his head. Guess what? He's recording you. What's he doing? Is he recording you? Is he live streaming you? Are you going on the web? Where are you? What's up? Those are the challenges of the future. We talk about the drones. Well, of course, there's a group of drones flying grids around our neighborhood right now, peering down into the backyards, wondering if there's a topless sunbather, reporting the topless sunbather. These are the challenges. But the guy like Geordi, remember him in Star Trek, The Next Generation?
No.
See, there was this show that used to be called Star Trek with this guy called Captain Kirk. And they went throughout the galaxy. It was a future show. Well, that was in the 60s and 70s. Then in the 80s, I guess, they came up with Star Trek The Next Generation. I'm really surprised you don't know about Star Trek The Next Generation.
I didn't say I'd never heard of it.
Well, he was the dude.
I didn't watch it.
The dude with the thing on his face.
Okay, I know exactly whom you're talking about from the commercials. And I was going to venture to say it might have been even the early 90s. But
early 90s, late 80s, yeah. Early 90s. But whatever that thing was he had on his head, guess what? He was recording and live streaming everybody. We just didn't know it at the time. That's coming. That's happening. It's going to happen. 5 years, 10 years, someone's going to be wearing that thing. Some guy at a coffee shop somewhere. Going to be wearing that thing on his head. It's going to be giving him the Terminator view, you know?
Acquiring, the coordinates and all that.
Acquiring all target, distance, all that stuff. He's going to have it all. Maybe a
non-threat.
Non-threat internet browser. He's going to be surfing. He's going to have his Facebook chat up, and he's going to be walking around, and you're not going to know whether he's streaming you or videoing you or acquiring target. And there's no way that any of that can be stopped. It's a brave new world, my friend.
Just punch him in the face, man.
Just because he's wearing the Google glasses.
It.
You see the Google glasses, you punch.
That's it. An invasion of my privacy. Take that.
And then you go to jail. It's a real great challenge that we got coming up. A real great challenge. And what is great is at 40, we are going to, at very least, hopefully, if we're lucky and fortunate, live the next 20 years of that craziness.
Well, if it's anything like the last 20 years have been, then yes, it's definitely going to be.
The Apple Watch came out.
Oh, my goodness. And Apple Pay. Just give us your money. Just give us your wallet.
That's not true. What do you do? You program all your credit card numbers into the Apple Wallet, and then you just wave it in front of something?
I don't know. I'm going to do
that.
I don't even have the ATM card.
Well, I bet you have a credit card.
Yeah, of course I got credit cards, but I'm just telling you, like, I'm going to actually input all that information and let Apple have it, and then just go around paying with my Apple thing. Get out of here. I don't even have an iTunes registered credit card. Made the wife put it on hers. I refuse to give him one of my credit cards.
You're the guy who gets his identity stolen by
you're not
on the grid at
all. I might, but I have not yet.
You're not on the grid at all.
But there's no way I'm going to pay everything like that. I'm even anti like that. If I don't have cash, I try not to buy anything, not to pay for it.
I would be worried about losing my phone and then somebody just having access to all my financial information.
Among a myriad.
And then someone
reasons.
Would say, well, what if you lose your wallet? I don't know. It's different. My wallet.
I only carry one credit card and my license.
And it's not in and out of my pocket like 58 million times a day.
Yeah.
Like the phone is.
And someone is more likely to want to steal my phone than my wallet.
There's nothing in there. Except a bunch of plastic little things that aren't worth anything. It's very interesting whether people are going to go with that. I don't think so. The watch is where it's at. Talking to the watch, like, hello.
Computer.
That's why it's the whole head thing, man. The head thing. Just go right to the head thing. The Apple helmet. It's coming at you.
The Apple helmet.
All right. Can we talk racing, please?
That's what we're here for.
Look, the Federated Auto Parts 400 from Richmond International Raceway. I watched every second of the race until Brad Kay put me to sleep. He stunk out the show. Simple as that.
Didn't we say that like about 100 laps in?
Yes. He just dominated the show. There was a couple of well, Kevin Harvick, I think, led
13 laps.
And that was it. That was it. Now, what does that mean? Well, I think it's a statement by Brad Kay. I think that Brad Kay must have listened to WFO radio from last week and heard what I said about the William Hill people making him a 6-1 favorite and wanting to just humiliate and embarrass me. Now, do you have that? Have you had the opportunity to pull that audio from last week? Do you have quick access to it somehow? Because the money man, my great friend, made sure to point out, let me see if I can find it, exactly how bad Brad made me look. Let's see. Et cetera and so on. I just finished listening to the pick segment from last week, and I bet you feel pretty stupid now. No faith in those Brad Keselowski odds, ? And then I tap danced around it a little bit, and he's like, you questioned it pretty hard. Yes, I did. I did. And then, just giving me a hard time. And then he goes on to say, how bad is Penske making Roush look? Which is a very interesting side commentary. So Brad Kay wins the race, leading 383 laps from the pole. A good old-fashioned butt-whooping. Threw it down, dropped the hammer, really put the thump on him, and now it's time for the chase. Actually gets himself a little bit of a lead. Like, that was a huge win.
Well, he took control. He got himself the fourth win and a three-point lead.
Three positions, which in the end may or may not matter at all for a guy like Brad, but it's more of a statement. It's more of a statement race. They made a statement. If Brad goes on to win the championship, you're going to look back at this win and say, wow, he made a statement going into the brackets, into the grid, into the whatever you want to call it, the chase, and just put the thump on him. Jeff Gordon was second. Clint Bowyer was third. That is a top three. Valiant effort by Clint Bowyer, but misses the chase. Fail. But first, let's hear from Brad Keselowski after his great statement victory at Richmond.
Yeah, it was just a phenomenal night for our team here and everyone at Team Penske and the Miller Lite Ford Fusion. Car was fast. Pit crew was flawless. And we put all the pieces together tonight. The tire change was a huge challenge for all the teams tonight. And, that challenge created an opportunity, and our team just really struck and hit it hard. And I'm very proud of our effort tonight, and I'm very proud of the result that comes from a win and what it means to the bigger picture of having the first seed entering the chase. That's really something, and we want to keep that going as we get through this next 10 weeks.
The NASCAR drivers had fanned out around the country today. Here in South Florida, we had Eric Almirola, who actually finished 10th in the race, down here at the Homestead Air Force Base. I was not able to go down there and talk to Eric, which was unfortunate, but we're getting ready to go out of town to go to ZMAX Dragway tomorrow and go check out race one of the NHRA Countdown. And obviously the two things overlapped a little bit and were unable to make it. But drivers were all around the country. Jeff Gordon was in Toronto and Dale Jr. was in Los Angeles. And they're doing their yearly media tour.
Would we have found a way to get there if it was Junior?
Yes.
I was just wondering.
Well, that's a different...
Because I'm wondering how many other media people thought that, found themselves going, oh, well, I got to do something.
I love it. Obviously, I love the people at Homestead Miami Speedway, and I obviously want the great success for the track, But I don't know if
they know Miami.
If they understand the market as well as it should be understood. And basically, first of all, we have no idea what we're talking about any just beneath the surface details, like who makes this decision, which driver goes where. I know there are 16 drivers, and one of them is Eric Almirola, and one of them has a Cuban heritage, and the one city that has been called North Cuba by Bruton Smith happens to be here. So I'm doing like a little totally unscientific math that somebody said, hey, let's send the guy that has Cuban heritage to the place where there is a large percentage of Cuban people living. That I'm guessing is the logic. And that is not bad logic, but it is actually inappropriate for South Florida because nobody cares about Eric Almirola down here, whether he is Hispanic or not. Maybe one or two media outlets might be interested in that angle, but he does not speak Espanol.
I was going to say, if he doesn't speak Espanol, then really it doesn't make a difference, because if he did, then he could go on to Spanish networks. Other than that, like, it doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. He's not a Spanish speaker. So they would have been much better served by sending us...
Jeff Gordon. Jimmy Johnson.
Star power.
Kevin Harvick.
Big name. Somebody that you've heard of. Somebody that could win. Somebody you might know. Somebody who's got a shot. Somebody who might be racing for the championship right here, maybe. Was somebody that when they come back, will have a shot at the title. That should have been, and I'm guessing that Eric Almirola is not going to be that guy.
Sorry, Eric, but we don't think that you might even get past this challenger contender.
I'm about to fill out
the
bracket, and I think that Eric Almirola is going to be one of the guys that gets bumped. I'm not exactly sure. But see, that's the difference. That's the problem right there. It's like we want to grow the sport. There's only one way to do it. This is Miami. Star power. Big name. Cut through the noise. There's only three guys that I think could do that. Maybe four. Jimmy, Jeff, Brad, Dale Jr. Right?
Yeah, realistically, yeah.
Or you could send Danica to talk about missing the chase.
There you go, Danica. Or Tony to talk about his incident.
Yes. Is it something that cuts through
that's it.
Everything else.
Really.
Eric Almirola. When that thing came out and it's like, oh, Eric Almirola is going to be at the...
Well, because I got the email too and I was like... I'm not going to rearrange my schedule to just run down there for another half hour, 45 minutes.
Obviously, it's a very busy time.
That's exactly
it,
but I would have if it was Junior, or I would have if it was Jeff Gordon. And I'm sure I'm not the only one that thought that way, and I just had to say it.
Toronto had to get Jeff Gordon. Toronto, because there's a race.
Because there's going to be a race anywhere near
there,
right?
There's a race in Toronto.
Is there even going to be a race anywhere near Toronto? What counts as close to Toronto? Chicago now? This is close to Toronto as they're going to be?
I have no idea.
I think so.
16 nations, one will prevail. Click for Chase Across North America content. Carl Edwards went to Mexico City? Kurt Busch went to San Antonio. Am I reading this wrong? What's going on here?
I think you're right.
Press conference schedule and live video feed. Dale Jr. went to Los Angeles. Denny Hamlin went to Phoenix. Matt Kenseth went to Texas. AJ Allmendinger went to Kansas. Kyle Busch went to Chicago area. Jeff Gordon went to Toronto. If this is, in fact, the way it's working, and maybe I'm reading it wrong or not understanding it. Casey Kane went up to New Hampshire area. Jimmy Johnson went to NYC. Kevin Harvick went to Bristol, Connecticut. So he was probably doing car wash stuff on SportsCenter and whatnot.
ESPN, yes.
ESPN. Greg Biffle went to Dover. Ryan Newman went to Martinsville. Brad Keselowski went to Charlotte, was out there. Joy was in Alabama. I don't know if I understand how this is working. Maybe I'm totally wrong. I'm not getting it. And Eric Almirola was at Homestead Miami Speedway.
No, that's correct. That's exactly what it says around here.
There is a driver in
Mexico
Toronto,
City.
And there's a driver in Mexico City, but there is nobody in...
Even Kurt Busch is in San Antonio. I mean, like, why is he...
Why do we hate the people from Washington State? Why don't they get anybody? Oregon, Washington, Idaho, nowhere up there in the Great Northwest got anybody.
That doesn't make sense, but
whatever. But Mexico City gets Carl Edwards. That is very confusing. All right, let me give the rest of the results, and then we're going to proceed with the program here on WFO Radio. Brad Kay was first, Jeff Gordon second, Clint Boyer third. Boyer misses the chase. Those are the breaks. Should have been better.
They didn't have a good year. They didn't deserve to be in the chase.
Still recovering from last year's debacle.
There, but, you know, that's what happens for shenanigans.
Jamie McMurray, fourth.
There is a price to pay.
Kevin Harvick, fifth. Joy, sixth. Seventh was Kurt Busch. Eighth was Jimmy Johnson. Ninth was Ryan Newman. And tenth was Eric Almirola. Jimmy Johnson got sick.
Dehydrated.
Very dehydrated.
Like 6 gallons of IV or something they had to pump in him.
He said the cooling system for his helmet was blowing warm air and likely caused his dehydration.
He turned the heater up on him.
Blasting him with this hot air.
You know, somebody
degrees.
Was getting their revenge on Jimmy.
It's nice to have a good idea as to what went wrong and why I got so hot in the car, he said. It's a newer system that we've implemented, so we're just going back to our old faithful system that's worked for years and years and years. We should have the problem rectified. Rectified. And Johnson says that they did not discover anything wrong with the car itself, says Jimmy Johnson. Back to the results. Ryan Newman was ninth, made the chase. Eric Almirola, 10th. Kyle Larson, 11th. That was my dark horse pick to win, finished 11th. Dale Earnhardt Jr., 12th. Dale Jr. has kind of cooled a little bit. Needs to ramp it up again. Brian Vickers, 13th. Kyle Busch, 14th. Tony Stewart, 15th. Gio, how do you feel? Your guy, another year missing the chase.
Yep. You know, those windows of opportunities, they just start to close. Remember I said that about a baseball team a few years ago when they sat down their ace pitcher.
Starting to close the window of opportunity.
There's only so many opportunities you get to win these championships and for the moon and the stars and Uranus to be aligned properly.
Apparently Uranus is going to be peeking out from behind the moon this evening.
That's why I mentioned that.
Danica Patrick was 16th, and the last car on the lead lap, I know there's a lot of Danica haters, and I feel like every week I'm just
You're
saying,
just an apologist, dude.
I'm not... That's not an apologist.
Does she have naked pictures of you or
That's
something?
Not making me an apologist. That's making me a pointing
All you
out
do is try to point out when Danica does
to
well.
What is the opposite well. Of an apologist?
A hater.
Pointing out to the haters that, hey, haters, the girl you hate is on the lead lap. You know who was not?
Who was not? Tell me.
Here are the drivers that are looking at Danica's rear end. Actually, they're a lap behind her. They might not even be able to see it. KFK. Paul Menard, Greg Biffle, Austin Dillon, Denny Hamlin, Carl Edwards, 4 laps down. A.J. Allmendinger, Reed Sorensen, Martin Truex Jr., Ricky Stenhouse Jr., the boyfriend. Marcus Ambrose, Justin Allgaier, David Gilliland, Cole Witt, Casey Mears, Josh Wise, David Reagan, Landon Castle, Mike Bliss, David Stremme, Michael Lynette, Alex Bowman. Who are these guys? Travis Quaffle, Joe Nemechek, Matt Kenseth, Ryan Truex, J.J. Yaley. All looking at Danica's rear end. She was on the lead lap.
That was like 6 chase drivers.
Yes. But no, you know the sport is better if she's not there. And some guy named Lenny is looking for a ride right now. He might be able to maybe have it if not for her. We got to get her out of there. They want to ride Danica out on a rail. Out of the sport. They can't stand her being there. It just bothers. It burns them. We don't have anybody like that in the WFO audience. They all love Danica. All right, when we come back, we're going to get into some more stuff. What it is, I don't know. We have these grids. We've printed out our grid. And I'm thinking maybe we should fill out our grid right here on the air.
Maybe.
But I'm doing something a little special with my grid that I want you to do with your grid, too.
Okay.
Which is basically put just a W in front of the first three. Like, who's going to win the races?
Oh, well, now I got to predict who's going to win each race,
well,
too.
Which of the chase drivers? Each race.
Yeah.
A race.
Oh, who's going to win a race?
To advance.
Right.
3 people are going to advance by winning a race. Somebody.
Possibly.
Chase drivers win chase races, my friend.
I just hit him with that one,
If
too.
That's true, then this will work out. I know it could happen that someone who's not in the chase could win a race.
They tend to win about one race a year, yeah.
And usually it's this first one.
Well,
one of the first
not
ones.
Last year, though.
So we'll see. We'll do that when we return. But right now I want to tell you about the Pep Boys Carolina Nationals. Who is in the North Carolina, deep south part of the country right now? We would love for you to come out and enjoy the first race of the NHRA Countdown. You can click the banner ad on the front page of WFOradio.com. It says ZMAX Dragway. Takes you to the charlottemotorspeedway.com/dragway/tickets/NHRA Carolina Nationals page. I have posted it on Twitter. I have posted it in our Facebook group and our Facebook page. We had Christian Bird on the show, on the Nitro show yesterday. Here's the deal. You can get a 3-day package for just $99. You can bring your 13-year-old child for free.
Can't beat that.
There's no better deal on the planet Earth when it comes to racing than that. 3 days, $30 a day, two people, in for basically $15 a person. Like $17.50 a person if you want to get real. Well, you know, Joe, it's $33 a day. Yes. Christian Bird points out that a ticket for Friday's race, if you want to go out just on Friday, is $25. But if you stop by one of the local Quickie Mart type places.
Convenience store?
Thank you. That's exactly the word I'm looking for. You can pick up the Mellow Yellow can that gets you $8 off. You get a can of Mellow Yellow.
Big, can't beat that.
Big can. You get $8 off, $25. You are in the door, baby. So we want to see some WFO radio listeners out there. You can call 800-455-FANS. That's 3267. You can click the banner ad on WFO radio. As you know, they are always tracking those kind of things. And you can get your tickets now. Because we're going to be out there. It's race one of the NHRA Countdown. Of course, ZMAX, a big supporter of WFO radio. Every time we have an event there, they are advertising on WFO, which we certainly appreciate. We want to pack that place with NHRA fans for the NHRA Countdown. Maybe you're a NASCAR fan. You're from the area. You're thinking, yeah, I'll go check it out. Click the banner ad, the Pep Boys NHRA Carolina Nationals, this weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
This is WFO Radio. Only WFO Radio, NHRA Nitro.
You gotta keep on keeping on. It's top fuel drag racing going 330 miles an hour. You never know what can happen, so hang on and we're having fun.
WFORadio.com.
Frank Hawley's Drag Racing School. Whether you're a bracket racer who wants to get better or a thrill seeker looking to cross it off your bucket list, Frank Hawley's Drag Racing School can put you on the right track. Don't believe me? Tell him, Frank.
No matter how little or how much experience you have, we've got a program for you. So if driving a dragster is on your bucket list, there's no better time than now. And if you'd like to be a pro, well, here's the newest funny car chap, Jack Beckman.
Hey, this is Jack Beckman. Long before I was Fast Jack, I was a bracket racer who went to the Frank Hawley School. The time I spent there was some of the most exciting, intense, and fulfilling moments ever in a race car. I feel the curriculum Frank developed greatly helped me win not only the Super Comp, but also the NHRA Nitro Funny Car Championship. Frank put me on the right track. What are you waiting for?
Call them at 866-480-7223. That's 866-480-7223. Or visit frankhawley.com.
Android and iPhone users, download the WFO Radio app. It's sports radio for racing fans.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
The ultimate racing show, including WFO Radio NHRA Nitro, WFO Radio Ignition, the WFO Radio NASCAR Tailgate Party, news, videos, push notifications, and more.
I just hope I'm part of it.
Go to the App Store or Android Market, search WFO Radio, and download it now.
Now. Hey everybody, the summer is here, and that means it's time to grill. Remember just a couple of months ago when you were freezing and you were thinking, I can't wait until I can get out there and grill something? Well, now you can, and if you're going to do it, you got to do it with the most awesome barbecue rubs going. Check out RodaxCoffeeAndGrills.com. Marvin Rodak, a big NHRA fan and WFO radio listener, has award-winning spice rubs that you can order online or by phone. Go to RodaxCoffeeAndGrills.com, 817-924-6821. I just tried two new hot sauces that he's got going. The perfect condiment if you're grilling out this summer. Also, coffee in the morning. Marvin roasts his own blends. You got to try them out. RodaxCoffeeAndGrills.com. Or if you want to kick it old school, pick up the phone, dial 817-924-6821. Say, hey, Marvin, I heard about you on WFO. I want you to send me some coffee and barbecue rub, maybe some hot sauce, and it'll show up in the mail. That's 817-924-6821 for RodaxCoffeeAndGrills.com.
Now, back to WFO Radio Ignition.
Welcome back to WFO Radio. All right, you know what I'm doing here? I'm making a move right now.
What are you doing, Sir Joseph?
Get this.
I'm all ears.
The phones are open. Call.
Oh, this is like, what would this be like? This is something that was not in the plans. It's not on my show sheet.
It's not on the show sheet. Well, we didn't open the phones last week.
Well, so, but last year we were under duress and did like a three-hour show and all kinds of stuff.
Was fresh back from Indy. It was brutal. The whole Indy recap show, the whole experience was brutal. Took years off my life. Don't get me wrong. It was exciting and fun, and I enjoyed it. But 8 days of nonstop WFO, man. My goodness.
I don't know if I'm still recovered.
I agree with you. That's you can't imagine what a strain that puts on your existence. All right. The word is out. The bat signal is out. And let's see. Look at this. We even have a voicemail from one of our listeners to get us all kicked off. Steve the Trucker says,
WFO guys, this is Steve the Trucker checking in from out here on the road. I just wanted to call and say it was great to meet you guys. This is Don Schumacher, Open House. Gio, nice to put a face to the voice, if you will. It turned out to be a great weekend. You guys had a lot of great programming. Just finished listening to last night's Nitro show. What a great show that was. Bill Simpson interview, holy cow. That guy's great. Also wanted to congratulate Bob Smith on picking a winner in the fantasy league 2 weeks in a row, or against the spread, I guess, not the fantasy. I'm definitely going to choose whoever he picks this week on my fantasy team.
That's a good one.
And speaking of that, the whole unintended rivalry between the truckers on the board there, not sure how I feel about that, but I feel like as long as I'm beating the host of the show, then I'm doing all right. So there you go. That's about all I got. I did beat Super Trucker by 1 point. WFO, guys.
Oh, dude, it doesn't get any better than that.
That is the best thing that could ever happen, is people calling from the road and honking their big truck horns.
The air horns.
Yeah, that's it. That's kind of a throwback, actually, to when we used to do the satellite show. That's something that would happen all the time. That is as cool as it gets. Thank you very much, Steve the Trucker, who somehow thinks that he is beating me in the Fantasy League, and maybe that is true.
He probably is. I think Steve the Trucker was near the top 20 for
who's,
sure.
Who's not? That doesn't make you exclusive by any means. The battle is between the truckers, Super Trucker versus Steve the Trucker, I think. So we have opened the phone lines.
What's the battle that we created? That's the rumor we're starting over here.
We have the Chase Grid. We got to talk a little Formula One. Got to get into our hippy tippy fantasy results, of course. And anything else that's on the table, like Michael Schumacher returning home. We'll get into that. But let's figure out what we're going to do with this Chase Grid. This is important. There are four rounds to the Chase. There's the Challenger 16, which we joked about. The Contender 12, which we also joked about. The Eliminator 8, which we have joked about. And then the Championship 4. Of all of those names, I would keep the Championship 4. That's okay. Everything else I don't think even needs a name. You just go from 16 to 8, or from 16 to 12 to 8. and that's it. To name them and throw more information out at the public, I think, just confuses the public. The public doesn't know what the heck is going on. They don't remember what they ate for dinner. They don't know anything. You're throwing all the contender and the championship.
The pretender.
And the pretender and the reverse. Nobody knows. But here's who you have. Chicagoland, New Hampshire, Dover. That's kind of an interesting. You got a mile and a half. You got a mile. You got a mile and a half, a flat mile, and a high banked mile. Kind of interesting. Brad Keselowski, Jeff Gordon, Dale Jr., Jimmy Johnson, Joey Logano, Kevin Harvick, Carl Edwards, Kyle Busch, Denny Hamlin, Kurt Busch, Casey Kane, Eric Almirola, AJ Allmendinger, Matt Kenseth, Greg Biffle, Ryan Newman. Of those four racers, I'm sorry, of those 16 racers, which four are not going to make it? That's what we're talking about. Now, I have put a little W next to the top three positions as who's going to win the race. Like, who's going to win in Chicagoland? Who's going to win in New Hampshire? Who's going to win in Dover if chase drivers win chase races? I don't know if I can make that specific prediction right now. But what I can do is, to make it easier, is draw a line through Eric Almirola, AJ Allmendinger. This is tough.
The Biff.
You don't think the Biff can put together three top tens?
He hasn't been running well enough, no.
Three top 15s?
Look at how he ran just this weekend. You would have thought they'd been able to, what have you. I think the Biff.
The point of all of this is, you see how exciting this is? That look at these names. Four of these dudes are going to be eliminated.
Bye, bye, bye.
They will not run for the championship. They will fail. They will be failures. Something to be avoided in the world these days. And they're all good racers. Like, I look at Eric Almirola and AJ Allmendinger, and I feel a little bad. Like, I think that those guys are going to be the guys that get eliminated. Except they might not be. Allmendinger and Almirola might be able to put together three top tens. I think three top tens get you through. A 12th.
Yeah,
an
three
eighth,
top tens should get you through.
A 14th.
But
gets you through. So in this first phase, you're what? You're avoiding catastrophe is the strategy of this Challenger 16 round. You want to win because you advance. If you win, you advance. If you win, you advance. That's simple. Three guys are going to win. Chances are they will be chase drivers. Three guys will advance. So then it comes down to points for everybody else. The driver who has the catastrophe race in Chicagoland, the blown engine, the cut tire hitting the wall, the 43rd place finish, they're done unless they can win. Does that seem reasonable?
Yes. Pretty much.
You can't average a high enough position to be in the top, really in the top eight, with a 43rd place finish. A 43rd place finish, a 30th or worse, changes the dynamic for those drivers. Now, when you get to the top 12, same deal. Three guys win their way to the top eight, and then you've got to be in the top five in points. That is fantastic. I know. If you've been listening to this show for a long time, you've been hearing us absolutely just go all over this new system. But as I'm looking at it, as I'm looking at the grid, as I'm feeling it in my hands, in this paper too, I'm thinking to myself, the drama at the conclusion of Dover going to Kyle Busch as he walks away rapidly and talking to him about how he missed the chase. You missed the chase. You missed it. That's it. You're out. You're eliminated. It's over. What do you think about that? Putting the mic in his face and then being peeled off the ground as you are beaten by an angry man or whoever it may be. It could be Brad. It could be Jeff Gordon. It could be Dale Jr. It could be anybody. They have to perform. There's an urgency. well, if we can run in the top 15 for the first couple of races, then maybe. No, urgency. The next three races are Kansas, Charlotte, and the Dega. How big a deal is the Dega? At the conclusion of the Talladega race, the driver that is not caught up in the big one and the driver that wins will advance to the Eliminator 8. The tracks are at the top of the list. To me, that's exciting. So when the big one happens, not only were you just in 180 mile per hour massive pileup, but your chase hopes are totally dashed. What do you think? It's going to be dramatic. It's going to be dramatic. It's going to be must-see television. Then you've got Martinsville, a short track, Texas, one of the fastest tracks on the tour, and Phoenix, another one-mile flat track. And now you will be down to four. And perhaps three of those people might have won, or maybe not. I guess the chances of winners advancing decrease every round you go. Does that make sense?
No.
Like, for instance, the Contender 8 round, there are eight drivers
okay.
that are still in the chase.
Yeah, I understand but, that part.
But technically, any one of the drivers that has already been eliminated could also win.
A race.
A race.
Correct.
That race. Phoenix. There's only eight.
Yes.
You get it now?
Yeah.
And then the final four at Homestead, which is, that is the fly in the ointment. That is the chigger in the woodpile. That is the one thing that could throw things a little bit off, meaning you got all this pre-race hype. It's let's create four drivers here. Brad Keselowski, Jeff Gordon, Dale Earnhardt Jr., and Kevin Harvick. Throwing those guys out on the table. Race week, the pre-hype, you're all even. Whoever finishes the highest of all of you will be the champion, period. And at the start of the race, you know, they got to go out and qualify, obviously. You know, Dale Jr. qualifies 20th, Harvick first, Brad K. and Jeff Gordon in the middle. They go out there and they all have their share of problems. It could be an anticlimactic end. Maybe. Oh, you know, he's two laps down and he wins the title. Here comes, and Jimmy Johnson wins at Homestead Miami Speedway. And two laps down, Jeff Gordon wins his fifth
championship. I don't see that happening.
Yeah, what are the odds that all four of those guys are all going to have problems?
Exactly. It's just, but we'll see.
To have four drivers with equal chance.
Yeah, it's real tough.
Does that encourage taking like a wild gamble at the end? Some sort of strategy play?
We're going to find out. Stay tuned,
boys. Can you imagine
girls.
The guy who wins the title on the wild strategy play? You know, the slowing down the last three laps and just getting there, barely going like, you know, 90 miles an hour.
No, he'll get passed.
And that is your Sprint Cup champion. It's going to be, regardless of how it turns out, it's going to be fun going through the process to the final race. And then the final race is going to be what it is. Maybe the four finish in the top four and a big line going across like the first Daytona 500 ever. Three cars in a row. Photo finish. You don't know who the champ is. It'll be interesting to see how it all works out. All right. Speaking of interesting to see, I want to do the Fantasy League results. Let's get into that.
Fantasy.
I feel like there's something else that I definitely want the WFO radio audience to be doing. I don't know what it is, though. Posted all our pictures from the U.S. Nationals, both on the website and on the Facebook page. Yeah. No. I feel like we're up to speed. All right, here are the fantasy results from WFOradio.com's combined scoring in the WFO Radio Fantasy League. Thanks to Patrick the Webmaster, who has put this together. apparently there was a big failure this week as Josh, who I believe is Pink Powder Puff Racing, says, wow, unbelievable bad fantasy score, Daytona score. Nice job hitting the wall, Kenseth. Only car in the field to do so. I won't be playing it safe anymore. Yikes, says Josh. And then Tim at the bottom goes, Tommy Noodle's curse lives. That was Tommy's pick, was it not?
Mm-hmm.
So
sure was.
Tommy is affecting the fantasy results.
Even when he doesn't play.
Week 26, the weekly winner is Barbecue Bob, BBQ Bob, who
way
is hopefully
go,
using some of that Rodak stuff. 363. 30 points ahead of second place, Smothered and Covered. Third is 5 Ken Drive with 316 points. Finish Line Racing, 315. Geo Racing, 305.
Hey!
Say what?
All right.
No way.
Woo!
Shenanigans.
Hey, like I said, I had a great fantasy day.
Brian in Louisiana, 296. Yeah, Geo and I in our our fantasy football league, he beats me by 0.2 points.
That's right. That's right. That's what you get for going to fractions.
Totally agree that fractions
is
ridiculous.
If we played to whole numbers, you don't know how that might have turned out.
Ridiculous. Brian in Louisiana, 296. Going Dad, 8188, 294. Lady Oz, 293. They are related. She's related to the Dirty Hippie family. Steve the Trucker, 292, and Super Trucker, 291. Both
this up, huh?
Yeah. Right.
Like we made up the story.
They're nose to tail. 1 point, Steve the Trucker beats Super Trucker. The most points of the week is Barbecue Bob. He was also the biggest gainer, up 14 positions, the biggest loser. The biggest loser was Car Acrobatic Team.
Oy vey.
Down 16 positions. Hawk and Stuff is in the other room right now. Down 16. What a fail. 21 points. I think you need to call him in here. 21 points? That means he's quit. He's thrown in the towel.
Unbelievable.
21 points.
You failure over there.
Hawking stuff.
You need to at least manage your fantasy team. This is unacceptable behavior.
Report to the studio. This is preposterous. He's got his headphones on
yourself.
In there. And he is
He's coming. He's coming. Shadows. I see shadows moving
this
in the hallway.
This is ridiculous what I'm finding out. Sit down here. We have to talk to you about something that is pertaining to the fantasy league. It is of grave concern to everybody in the WFO radio audience right now. Let me know when you're up. Are you up?
I don't know.
Okay. What's up, Hawk and Stuff?
What?
You scored 21 points.
Ooh, really? I haven't changed that team since the day that I had the most points.
That's unacceptable.
So,
so you know what this is called? We have a word for this. It's in the rule book. It's called disrespecting the league. You're just disrespecting the league. Why are you doing such a thing?
Or he's incredibly busy and he just didn't have time.
No, that's not how it works. Everybody in the league is, there's hundreds of people in the league. We're all incredibly busy. But you can't just let your team just run out and get 21 points.
21 points.
That's embarrassing. You should be publicly humiliated on the show for that.
Yeah, okay.
Well, what I'm saying is that, you know, you got to get going again, man. You got to play for pride.
I haven't had to, I don't know if like most of those guys were top guys, so I probably don't even have top guys anymore.
You know, that's what happened.
Probably all
you
right
used
now,
up
yeah.
all your top guys. You need yeah. to switch to some new guys at very least so that we don't know that you're not playing. There's 10 races left to go, man. I think you can figure it out.
There should be an auto picker. You could just like auto pick and just like click out like, you know, 5 guys at random.
No.
You know, you just don't have to join the league, Carl.
Yeah, you could be not in the league. There's some listeners.
Oh,
out there.
No.
You're taking up
There's none of that
space.
Being in here and not joining the league. Because this guy will just drill it into your head all day long. Did you join the league? Did you sign up? Did you sign up? Have you signed up with the league? Had you put it in the league?
You should want to be in the league.
24/7.
This is the most
I would not hear
league.
The end of it. I heard enough of it not joining the fantasy football league.
Well,
much
no,
less
that's
the
different.
Fantasy
that's,
racing league.
That's totally different.
No,
the fantasy
that
racing
definitely
league,
requires more time and all that.
The fantasy racing league takes very little time.
Oh, it takes time.
It takes very
Not the way I do
time.
It. No. I take my time when I do it. I just didn't have time
well,
to take
well,
my time
exactly
to do it.
The point. You're not obviously not understanding how to do this because you haven't set a team in weeks. And you score 21 points. 21. You got blackjack.
That must mean that like 5 guys must not even be there. Or three of the 4 must have run out.
Yes, that's exactly right. You are down 16 positions to 66th, and yet you are still ahead of me. But not for long. You are 4 points ahead of me.
You don't know. Maybe that last guy that I got, like, ruins a race, and all of a sudden that bus is still
ahead. Maybe, but I think I'm going to blow your doors off is what I'm planning on doing. I am planning on blowing your doors off.
You're going to put the mask and the cape on.
I am. I'm going to dun-dun-dun. I'm going to finish ahead of you, and you will see. All right, so anyway, that's it. I just wanted to tell you, you know, there are people who take this league very, very seriously and are very proud to be in the league and would never consider scoring 21 points.
Well, you take it very, very seriously. Why are you all the way down there?
I'm having a very bad year. That's what I'm saying, is that you had a good year going for a while, and you just blew it. At least, you know, I'm trying, and I'm stinking out the joint. That's why it's not easy. You had a great thing to build on, and you just let it die. Down 16. The largest single drop of the entire week. The car
is
acrobatic
ever?
Team. No. You don't get to have the largest single drop ever.
Oh.
No.
Who had that?
You're not historic.
Who's the historic largest drop
ever?
Yeah,
down 28. It was Jimmy John's flatbedded pickup in season 3.
Oh.
Biggest drop ever. Anyway. All right, Carlos Hockenstuff. Thank you for stopping by the studio.
Later.
The WFO audience, they're not very happy. They're bothered and disgusted. How do you think that went?
Hopefully he goes and sets his team.
Yeah. Yeah, otherwise there will have to be some sort of WFO justice doled out, I guess. You know?
I do like the idea of some kind of justice being doled out.
Yeah, it does sound cool. The current overall leader is still Pink Powder Puff Racing, but you may recall he had like a 223-point lead last week.
Correct.
Now he has a 138-point lead.
Ooh, cut in half.
I do not know what his weekly score was. Maybe you can find that out. I cannot see that from my view. Smothered and Covered is second, and apparently Smothered and Covered is part of the whole Millerman crew. And Millerman is basically now cheering on his guy. He's saying, that's it. It's on. Smothered and Covered versus Pink Powder Puff. So it's very interesting stuff. Who will win? Youper 1 is down one position to third, 159 points out. The Northwest Nitro Fanatics holding steady at 178. There's got to be big nerves going on over there, because I know how Craig and the Northwest Nitro Fanatics, they know and understand how big a deal it is to be in the top five in points with 10 races to go. That you are in position. I would chop off Gio's finger to be there. 001 Red is fifth, down two, 193 out. Kyle Means Petty six, 242 out. So there's a big drop. Robertson Racing is seventh. Team Jimmy J is eighth. The Rumblers are ninth. Down three, 337 out, and Millerman 2 Brian up one position into the top 10, 364 out of the lead. Rich and Saugus is hanging in 11, 372 out. Clearside down two to 12th, 374 out. Team Strange is 13th. Four Zilch Racing is 14th. The Dirty Hippies up three positions to 406 points out of the lead.
Just like that.
He's 400 out of the lead.
It was 500 last week.
He's 400 out with 10 races to go.
It was 500 last week. Rich, I have faith in you, even though Joe apparently doesn't.
I'm just saying, if the Dirty Hippies, come on. You know, he's got the allocation. That's the thing.
Yeah, speaking of, Josh, Pink Powder Puff scored 185 points. He had Kenseth on his team. That was just a bad luck. But I do see that his allocations, he also had Brad K and Joey Logano on his team, and he didn't start them because he only has one and two starts left on those guys.
Oh, boy.
He only's got one start on Gordo, one on Kyle Larson. So he doesn't appear to have the allocations saved up properly like Rich would instill.
So many hearts have been broken this way. You get to this point in the season feeling like you've done something when really you haven't.
It's like, we'll see.
It's like running out of gas with like 40 laps to go. you were leading. But Up in Smoke is 16th. The Avenging Abbey is 17th. Steve Super Trucker is 18th. Going Chad 82 is 19th. And JG24LKB is 20th. All right, going to pick out some all-stars here. Black Ice is 23rd. And South Dakota Alicia is 25th. And Steve the Trucker is up 4 to 26th. The Mominator, 28th. The Mominator did not respond to our on-air call-out.
Nope. Not yet. You know, sometimes they lag behind.
Yeah. Weeks in the past. Mrs. Dirty Hippies, 35th. Tennessee Money Man, 36th. The Man in Brown, 37th. Team 14 is 40th. Little Low, up one, 42nd. Kramer Power, 47th. Jimmy Fan Go 48 is 49th. Los Chingones, 50th, up one. Low is on there hawking some sort of other fantasy league on the Twitter machine.
Some kind of NASCAR fantasy league?
Some sort of NASCAR fantasy.
What is going on here?
Well, he tweeted it out at the WFO Radio Ignition All-Stars, like Rich and Saugus and all those guys.
Okay.
Like, hey, can we get another league going for the Chase? One of these NASCAR leagues. And I thought about it for a second. I thought, you know, could that be interesting? Yeah, I guess it could, like a reset league. But then I thought about it this way. It detracts from the big league. The big league is what really matters. The big league is why people join the fantasy league. There are no second chances in the WFO Radio League. You have to run the season from start to finish. There is no chase. There is no new birth. You have to run the full season successfully to be the champion. That's why it matters. And of course, like for Lowe, who is 50th and has had a horrific nightmare season that he should be ashamed of. He's only ahead of Geo Racing by 20 points, right? Of course, he is looking for some sort of redemption in some other league. Of course. He wants to eliminate the feeling of failure. He wants to eliminate the sting. He wants to prove himself in front of the WFO Radio listeners going into the championship chase. But no, you don't get that opportunity. You have to live with the failure. You have to feel the sting. That's what makes the league the league. It's brutal. It's heartbreaking. It's cruel. Now, I'm not saying you can't do your own league. Of course. Yeah, people can do their own things. But the WFO League, I think, has to be a season-long league. Gio, what do you think about what I just said? Because I listen to you sometimes.
When was that?
Sometimes, when you have an idea that I agree
with. Just because you can hear me doesn't mean you're actually listening to me.
Not always, but sometimes.
But anyway, I think that's great. I agree. It is what it is. You know, there's not always second chances in life, boys and girls out there.
Yeah.
All right? The world is cruel, cruel, cruel. And if you mess up in the WFO League, you will be ashamed, and that's it.
That's it. You do not
get
a second
chance. No soup for you.
There's no trophies for participation. There is no trophies for second place. You do not get to go out and be like, well, at least I won the Chase League. Like, you don't get to be like 50th and then join the Chase League and be the champion because you picked 10 races right.
All right. The only thing we'll give you is within our own league, you can win the spring, the summer, or you can win those different classifications they have there, and you will get a little bit of credit for that.
I'm even against that. I'm against that. Unless it's
part of the league within it. We can't get rid of it.
Right.
So we'll give you a little credit there for winning a segment.
But now I don't want Lowe to feel like we're yelling at him. It's just that we're telling him why.
No, look, man, you're free to do whatever you want.
Yes.
You can start your own little league. Not like the English Premier League over here. It's like a minor league.
It could be like the WFO Radio, like, Losers League. The second chance. Okay, I'm getting extreme here. Because I'm doing terrible, too, and so are you. But that's the point. You got to own up to the failure in this league.
Hey, look, there's a little place there where it shows the hardware that one has acquired in the past. And I do have some trophies up on that shelf. All right? I've got podium finishes. That's all we're not all losers. Just because we're having a bad run doesn't mean that we're lifelong losers here.
No, I'm won a championship.
We're ready to bring in a whole new administration over here and get this team ready to skyrocket to the top again.
You have not
won. New GM, new coach. We're bringing in everybody new. We might even get a new owner.
You have not even won 1 week this whole year.
Really? Is that a fact?
According to this little stat right here, next to Geo Racing, top fives, top tens, and wins, it says big zero. There's a round number next to your name. You and Low.
I thought that was just a picture of me.
You're tied with zero. Five Can Drive is 52nd. Eat My Dest is 53rd. Gnar and Spark It Up and Hockey Dad and Vegas Baby and Brian in Louisiana and the Night Kids and Bulls Wool. Looks like Night Kids is playing again, though, at least, because he's down to, only dropped two positions. And this is really where it all is important now. 65th, Craig Schinkel Racing. 66th, Car Acrobatic Team. 67th, WFO Joe. who has climbed above restrictor plate, who is now 68th, and ahead of D. Humps Racing with the registered trademark, 69th.
Mr. Where did he come from?
Exactly. But remember, I made this a personal thing, me and the paper plate, and now I have pulled ahead. I'm pulling ahead. And then Hockey Kid has quit playing, and Hooper has quit playing, and Big Bad Don is still dead.
Hoppa?
And there are the results for week number 26 of the WFO Radio Fantasy League, the most difficult and prestigious fantasy league on the planet.
Absolutely.
Yes. And, of course, we did the big announcement about the big trophy a week ago. We're working with Tom Patsis from coldheartart.com, who has agreed to make our trophy. We just have to sketch it for him, and he'll make it out of real NASCAR parts, out of real Sprint Cup Series cars. Is that correct? My goodness. Now the Dirty Hippies with their fantasy tippy.
This is the Dirty Hippies with your tip of the week. I guess Ferrari wanted to sit in the stands with the rest of the fans for the F1 race. Great showing. Great job, guys. The red sled at it again. Cup guys going to Chicago. First race of the chase. The guys that are up top, top 10, keep using your strong guys. Don't screw around. This is not the time of the year to do it. You've done a great job so far, so don't screw it up. As far as the guys in the back with me, Joe, and Gio, you're pretty much all done, so hopefully you can finish less than 1,000 points out. A couple guys you need to look out for, Carl Edwards, Ryan Newman, Paul Menard, and Danica Patrick probably could get you somewhat of a strong run. She's been good on the mile and a half flat tracks. Sturdy Hippies, that's your tip of the week.
Thank you very much, Rich. And there he is.
Ferrari. Rich being vague, heavy hitters in the A group.
Ferrari had a failure, the first in a while for Ferrari.
86
what was that,
races,
what was
I think
that
it
stat?
Was for
so
Fernando?
They've actually had some reliability. That might be why they're not so fast. They need to be more get a little less reliable, a little more speed. But a lot of changes there as Luca di Montezemolo is going to, looks like, leave the team.
Bye, Luca.
And Sergio Marchionne is, they're making moves over there.
He's cleaning house. He's bringing in his people. He's getting rid of the failures of the past.
I saw a quote from Luca di Montezemolo that basically said, and I'm trying to find the quote. I get emailed from Bill from Kendall a ton of emails about Ferrari. And, you know, insider stuff, et cetera, and so on. He ended his speculation on Wednesday by confirming he is stepping down from his role with the company. Ferrari will have an important role to play within the FCA group, the upcoming flotation of Wall Street. Well, they're going public. This will open up a new and different phase, which I feel should be spearheaded by the CEO of the group, et cetera, and so on. But he also goes on to say in a quote that I cannot find that Ferrari is American now. Because what is happening with Fiat? And Fiat owns 90% of Ferrari. Fiat and Chrysler have merged. And what it's looking like is that Chrysler is going to be the dominant figure in the two. And that the Montezemolo said it's a new era for Ferrari and that, quote unquote, Ferrari is American now.
Is that good or bad?
Don't know. Don't know. Might be bad. Might be bad. But it's definitely something interesting worth talking about and thinking about, especially with this new Mariachi is from Ferrari North America. Maybe they want to give Ferrari a little American flair. You know, maybe they remember, the great victories in WW2 and the American way and the can-do attitude. Maybe that's what it is. Here it is. I'm looking for it. I've been stalling the whole time. The important thing with winning for the last 6 years, we've struggled, looked like hell, look at both of the thing. I'm terribly upset. Things are not well, says Marchionne. I've been a Tifosi for years, and to see Ferrari in these conditions with the best drivers in the world, with excellent people in the garage and some extremely capable engineers, to see all that and seeing we haven't won anything since 2008, no. Luca and I are big friends, but when I read those quotes of his, those things I would never have said about myself, not as a CEO. I consider myself totally essential. I perfectly know that I'm the company's services. And I'm at the, so I should make the impression that we are above the rules between the dependency that exists between the company and its CEO. That would be silly. It would be out of this world. The important thing for Ferrari is not just financial results, but winning. For the last 6 years, we have struggled like hell despite the best drivers. How about that?
Well, the best driver.
Get ready. Get ready, Rich. You're nothing. We're coming. Here come the red sleds. We're coming at you.
We're going to plow right through.
We are. We're going to plow right through. Next year, Ferrari, look out. Very interesting. Meanwhile, Lewis and Nico did not have a very nice podium celebration. There was a little friction. Gio was pointing out how Nico would not even shake Lewis's hand. Like Lewis came over to give him a hug.
That's right, when he asked if they were still friends or friends again. And Lewis tried to put his arm around him, and Nico was all cold and calculated, all German-like.
Very German. Very interesting stuff. All of a sudden, things start to swing the other way. Lewis could get it done. Lewis is feeling it. Who knows? Who knows? Well, all right. We're going to come back. We're going to make our picks, and then we'll wrap this thing up here on WFO Radio. And I still haven't put in a single name, I think. I just scratched out Almirola.
All we need to do is scratch out four names.
I don't feel comfortable scratching anybody out.
Well, that sounds like a personal problem.
Ryan Newman? All right, I'll scratch out Ryan Newman. Allmendinger, Almirola.
Look, don't let me pressure you.
No, no. And you know who else I'm going to scratch out? I'm going to scratch out KFK.
Wow, KFK early.
Yep.
You know what? I can't disagree with that. Guy's only had three top fives all year long.
Yeah, KFK. He got in. He had his dramatic moment. That's it for the year. See ya. All right, we'll be back after this. But first, I want to tell you about RodaxCoffeeAndGrills.com. Hey, folks, here's the deal. WFO Radio is a labor of love, but we have some sponsors. And these sponsors help us out. They get things going. They are on the show so that you, the WFO Radio audience, will buy their stuff. And we think that you'll really enjoy it, especially RodaxCoffeeAndGrills.com, because it's something easy for you to order wherever you are. Our fans in Australia, our fans in the Middle East, our fans in South America can go on to RodaxCoffeeAndGrills.com or click the WFO Radio website, pick out something that you think is interesting, and it'll show up in the mail just like that. Small package. They've got the new espresso blend, Bang the Blower, which is out of this world. It is absolutely great. He has made a special blend for us, the WFO Radio blend, with three different kind of beans from three different coffee plantations from around the world. It is fantastic. They also have types of coffee like Kopi Luwak, one of the world's most rare coffees. You can get this from Marvin Rodak, who is a big racing fan, a big drag racer, and in fact, we'll be meeting up with Marvin down in Dallas at the Texas Motorplex in a couple of weeks. They've got Coffeewood. They've got Spice Rubs, the A26. But the hot sauces are something that every WFO Radio listener can get and have as a condiment on your table and absolutely enjoy. He's got four different sauces. I've been through all four of them. I love them all. They are great. Give him a call. That's the way to do it. 817-924-6821. That's 817-924-6821. I know what you're thinking. Man, I've been waiting, but now I'm going to do it. The season is coming to a close. It's playoff time. You're going to be doing tailgating. You're going to be having NASCAR parties and NHRA parties, and you need a little Rodax. 817-924-6821. That's RodaxCoffeeAndGrills.com.
This is WFO Radio. Get ready for takeoff, race fans. The NHRA Carolina Nationals are back at C-Max Dragway, September 12th to the 14th. There will be no speed limits. These road rockets fly down C-Max Dragway at 330 miles per hour. All the superstars. Watch Forrest, Brown, and Schumacher push the outer limits of speed. Best of all, kids are free, and every ticket is a pit pass. Call 1-800-455-FANS. The NHRA Carolina Nationals, September 12th to the 14th, only at C-Max Dragway.
Red Line Synthetic Oil has been building the world's finest motor oil, gear oil, and additives, like our popular water wetter, for over 30 years. Think we're just for racers? Think again. Redline has the multi-grade viscosity available for your domestic, European, or Japanese vehicle. From 0W20 to 5W30, even 10W60, Redline motor oils are specifically designed to exceed the factory's demands, giving you longer drain intervals at lower oil temperatures. Is your off-the-shelf motor oil missing the zinc you need to protect your camshaft? Every bottle of Redline motor oil has more than enough zinc to suit your engine's needs. The same ester-based stocks found and Redline motor oil are also in our gear oils for manual transmissions and differentials, known around the globe as the best in protection, regardless of price. Check us out at redlineoil.com to find a dealer, or even buy online. Racing technology engineered for the street. That's Redline Oil.
Frank Hawley's Drag Racing School. Whether you're a bracket racer who wants to get better, or a thrill seeker looking to cross it off your bucket list, Frank Hawley's Drag Racing School can put you on the right track. Don't believe me? Tell them, Frank.
No matter how little or how much experience you have, we've got a program for you. So if driving a dragster is on your bucket list, there's no better time than now. And if you'd like to be a pro, well, here's the newest funny car chap, Jack Beckman.
Hey, this is Jack Beckman. Long before I was Fast Jack, I was a bracket racer who went to the Frank Hawley School. The time I spent there was some of the most exciting, intense, and fulfilling moments ever in a race car. I feel the curriculum Frank developed greatly helped me win not only the Super Comp, but also the NHRA Nitro Funny Car Championship. Frank put me on the right track. What are you waiting for?
Call them at 866-480-7223. That's 866-480-7223. Or visit frankhawley.com.
The stars of drag racing. WFO Radio, NHRA Nitro.
He joins us now. John, welcome back to WFO.
I laid in the burn center, and I burnt my funny car up years ago, and they took me to the hospital that night. And when I showed up the next morning, my car was ready to run. And they put a piece of junk back together. We didn't have a lot of parts. And we went out there, and we won the race.
NHRA Nitro is available on demand at WFOradio.com.
WFO.
Totally nonstop WFO, baby.
Here's your host, Joe Costello.
WFO.
Take me to the action. Take me to the track. Take me to a party. If they're betting in the back, I've been working all my life. Can't afford to wait. Let me call my wife so I can tell her.
Vegas, baby, Vegas. It's that time of week once again. The WFO Radio Handicapper is going to pick you a winner for this weekend's NASCAR Sprint Cup Series action at Chicagoland Speedway in Joliet, Illinois. How about that? The race is called the MyAFibStory.com 400.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah, MyAFibStory.
That's a mouthful.
MyAFib.
AFib. It is AFib. I looked it up, so don't get too.
MyAFibs.
It's some kind of heart.
Tory.
American Heart Association gimmick thingamajiggy.
Well, it's about keeping healthy, staying healthy. So go to myafibstory.com and look at it. Just stare at it. We don't want to get, negative on the health stuff. You and I are getting older, maybe. We need to go to myafibstory.com and find out.
I don't think my heart's going to be the problem.
I think it is. I mean, not saying your heart's going to give out. I'm saying that is a chronic, common problem for a lot of people in the United States of America. How about that? I want to be healthy. That's why I'm going to get one of these new Apple Watches so it can monitor me at all times.
Yeah, you go right ahead.
You don't want to be monitored? Your heart rate? You
no,
want to
not
share
really.
Your heart rate with someone else, another WFO listener, say, so they can bring your heart rate up on their phone? That's what it does, supposedly.
Those pictures of Kate Upton sure did.
Oh, man. Did we talk about this last week?
No, I don't think we did.
I was able to receive one of them.
Yep.
And, of course, Gio was able to receive one of them. We should not say that, though. They were deleted immediately.
I still got mine.
Not me. Mine was deleted.
I got it. I saved it. It's on my phone.
They got out there. It wasn't quite.
I'm not the one who took them.
It wasn't quite what I was expecting.
I'm not the one who liberated them. If I had them, I wouldn't share them. Yeah, there you go.
So here are the odds for the MyAFibStory.com 400 at Chicagoland Speedway. The favorite, as seen by the folks at William Hill, the home of betting, are 11-2, Kevin Harvick.
Wow.
That is interesting. I'm not going to attack the William Hill, the home of betting odds, anymore after what happened last
you
week.
You should never attack the odds. That's why they build those monuments out there in the desert.
Brad Keselowski is 6-1. You notice, though, they're not building the monuments out there in Atlantic City anymore. You saw that Taj Mahal is closing up?
No, but is that gambling's all coming. Gambling? Sports gambling's coming.
To
AC. To New Jersey. It passed yesterday or the day before, maybe even today
or
something.
Well, they got to do something because every casino on the strip down there is closing up.
What?
They're boarding up. They're shuttering them.
That's what happens when Ray Rice comes and beats up his wife in your casino.
I don't think that's appropriate humor for this program.
All right.
You know? Brad Kay is 6-1. Jimmy Johnson is 7-1. Jeff Gordon is 7-1. Joy is 17-2. Kyle Busch is 10-1. Matt Kenseth is 10-1. KFK is 12-1. And Dale Earnhardt Jr. is 12-1. Those are the drivers that are available for our favorite pick. The dark horses are Denny Hamlin at 15-1, Kurt Busch at 20-1, Carl Edwards at 22-1, Ryan Newman and Kyle Larson and Clint Boyer are 25-1. 30-1, you've got Greg Biffle and Tony Stewart. At 40-1, you got Jamie McMurray. At 50-1, you got Brian Vickers. 60-1, you got Martin Truex Jr. and Paul Menard. At 100-1, you've got Eric Almirola and Austin Dillon. At 150-1, you got A.J. Allmendinger and Ricky Stenhouse Jr. And at 250-1, it's actually cut off, so it could be 350-1.
No, it's 250.
Okay. Danica Patrick.
And the field at 100-1 on beneath
that. I didn't even get that on mine. So, and the field is 100-1. And those are the odds for the MyAFibStory.com. MyAFibStory.com 400, as seen by the folks at William Hill, the home of betting. The order this week is Bob Smith, myself, Tommy Noodles, and then Giovanni going dead last. Bob won the week last week, and Bob has not called in the show.
Oh, my goodness, Bob.
It's preposterous, right?
This is unacceptable.
I even sent him an email, an angry email, just a moment ago, like, hey, WTF Bob, and he's nowhere.
All right, well, maybe Bob will make it to the Friday show if he finally calls.
Maybe.
Maybe not.
Maybe not.
Maybe not.
Maybe
I don't know if I'm going to go through the trouble of editing you in.
So let's go to Bob Smith for the picks. Hey, guys. Bob Smith.
Hey.
How about that last week? I picked another winner. We'll keep on winning. That's great.
I'm really excited about this new chase.
I'm really excited. But this week, I'm going to have to go in a little bit different directions. So I'm going first and with the big pit crew change between Tony Stewart and Kevin Harvick and all the problems Harvick has had with his pit crew over the season, totally failing him, they made the right choice to switch pit crews and take Stewart's pit crew and send him to Harvick. And I think that's going to be what puts him over the top. So to win the first race in the chase and to advance into the second round of the chase right here, right now, I'll take Kevin Harvick as my favorite. And for the dark horse, well, since Harvick's going to win anyway, I'm going to go super long shot, 60-1, Martin Truex Jr. There you have it. Enjoy the races, says Bob Smith. I used to do such a great Bob Smith impression, and I literally just lost it. Like it's gone away.
Yeah.
I can't even begin to summon it up anymore.
Because that was terrible.
Yeah, it was pretty bad. But at least I got the stats in there about the Harvick-Tony Stewart crew switch.
Yeah, that was
something
good news
we did
of
not,
the week.
It's big news, and we didn't talk about it. Gio's sitting there looking up in the sky. Whole show doesn't even mention the crew switch. It's okay.
Well, I was waiting for the perfect moment, and then it never arrived.
Clearly. That brings up me. My picks, I'm going second. And I looked at it all, and of course I want to pick Dale Jr., and I want to pick Joy, and I want to pick all these guys. I think they could win, Brad Kay, of course. But I had to narrow it down, and at Chicagoland, I feel like one driver has been a little bit better than everybody else on the mile and a half, and that guy is Jeff Gordon.
Wow.
Yeah. I went back and looked at results and everything. So give me Jeff Gordon at 7-1 to be the guy who wins his way into the second round of the Chase right off the bat. You win, you advance. Think about that. Take a second to absorb that. You win, you advance. You win, you advance. That is as cool as it gets. Then you can take the next two races, like, off. You don't have to. But it almost doesn't matter. You're in the next round already. Now you're just working on stuff. You earn the right to do a little testing even. Because maybe, where is this?
Well, I'm sure you have to attempt to qualify for
every race. Well, you can't go on vacation, but what I'm saying is if you win Chicagoland, then you can run New Hampshire and test New Hampshire for Phoenix. What I'm saying?
I hear you.
And Dover is not like anything, so it doesn't even matter. But when you win Kansas, then you can test for Charlotte. At Charlotte? I don't know. You get my point. You can test Charlotte for Texas. Winning is a huge advantage.
Isn't it always?
Isn't it always? So I take Jeff Gordon. Now the dark horse is, I could go with Jamie McMurray. I could go with Tony Stewart. I could go with any of these guys. But I decided that I'm going big here, folks. Really big. I'm going to make the darkest dark horse pick ever in the history of WFO radio. And I have a little bit of teeny tiny bit of logic to go behind it. At 250-1 to get her first NASCAR Sprint Cup Series victory, give me Danica Patrick. And I'm telling you right now, if by some shocking state of affairs, twist of fate, we are playing this audio again next week, and this audio is being spread around the internet to prove what a genius we are on the WFO radio show and how everyone should subscribe and download the free app, because nobody on the planet picked Danica, I'm going to tell you why. Mile and a half. She's clearly run real well, her best at these mile and a halves. Kansas, top 10. Atlanta, top 10. Chicago, right on the heels of feeling good, performing good. I would imagine they're bringing the same car. The car is, it's magical. No reason Danica can't charge up into the top five and catch a break and win the race. Give me Danica Patrick to win at 250-1. Now, I will tell you this. If Danica wins, I'm going to be a little bit bothered because this pays nothing. And if I make this miraculous pick and Danica comes in at 250-1 and I have not a single dollar of actual real money, greenback, American currency on it, that will be troubling. That's all I'm saying. Next up, Tommy Noodles will make his pick. Tommy has called in this week. Let's see what Tommy has to say.
WFO, it's that time. But we, try to make it sound like we know what we're talking about. But the chase has begun. It's time to do or die. So I'm going to do it again. Last week I talked about the fact that Matt Kenseth needed a win to get into the chase. He was able to do it on points. So now that he's in the chase, for him to stay in the chase, he's going to have to pull off a win. Because how weird would that be is if he went on, became the champion in the greatest season of NASCAR ever where we needed a win, and then Matt Kenseth pulls it off with no wins at all. But I don't know if that's going to happen. So I'm going to put him in for a win. Then for a long shot. I think that anybody who's not in the chase is just got the opportunity now to just prepare for next year. So let's go with Kyle Larson, who basically needs to prove that he's going to be a great driver in our lifetime, and we have to start getting ready for it now. So those are my picks. Nothing fancy. This isn't one of those racetracks where the graphs and charts thrill me, maybe other people. Can't wait to hear what other people have to say. So let's go Matt Kenseth, boring pick. Kyle Larson, boring pick. But, I'm feeling pretty good about those. So I'll talk to you next week.
There he goes. Tommy Noodle takes Matt Kenseth and Kyle Larson as his picks, his favorite and his dark horse. And he brings up an interesting point that I guess is a reality that we have to face. Matt Kenseth could win the title without winning a race still. That is possible. But it needs to be possible for the guy who finishes second in every race.
Yeah.
Kenseth could finish in the top five in every one of the last top 10 races, finish fifth in the final race ahead of the other three contenders, and win the championship. Technically, that is still possible.
It is. Highly unlikely.
But possible.
Highly, highly unlikely, but very possible.
But right. If it does happen, a lot of people are going to be very angry at Matt Kenseth. He's going to get booed. By me. I will boo him. All right, now Giovanni in Miami. Go.
Well, all right, all right, all right. I got to say, really excited about this new chase. Mile and a half track. Dominate the chase. Guys that have dominated this track throughout the year are the Hendrick guys and Brad Kay and Joey.
Joy.
And as I looked at the odds, you guys have left me both Jimmy Johnson and Brad Kay. And I couldn't decide which way to go. So I picked both Jimmy Johnson and Brad Kay. Oh, I'm not allowed to do that, huh? All right. If I was there, I'd have to throw a couple bucks at Jimmy because he is Jimmy and he's the greatest. But after the way he ran last week in a mile and a half, and he's been very dominant at these mile and a halfers, give me Brad Kay to win at 6-1. Chicagoland, Brad Kay as the favorite. Continue and move on. Get himself, I guess he's not on the block anymore. He'd be into the next round.
Into the next round? Is that what we're saying? Into the next round? Propels himself into the next round?
Moves himself
on. It's
onward.
All new. This is all new stuff.
And for the long shot, I really wanted to go with Stewart. As I looked at the charts and graphs, he owns Chicagoland over the years. He's got three wins here, most top tens, and all that. But he's just not running well. He just doesn't look right. He just gave away his crew to another team within his team.
Great move, by the way.
Great move, of course. Harvick should have like 6 or 7 wins if it wasn't for the crew. But if I was in Vegas, I'd throw a couple bucks at Stewart just because he's very capable of winning here. And knowing that he has a win in every season he's ever run in the Cup Series, I'm sure they're going to try especially hard to get a win, ruin the chase. Like the only other time he didn't make the chase, didn't he win like 2 or 3 races within the chase? But for the long shot, I'm going to stick to my guns and say chase drivers win the chase races. So I'm not going to go too far. Denny Hamlin at 15-1.
Denny Hamlin at 15-1.
Yep. Brad Kay.
Denny Hamlin is going to come out and win. Brad Kay and Denny Hamlin.
Look, those Joe Gibbs cars have quietly run pretty decent last week. They came in second, third, and fourth. Mile and a half track. We're going on to mile and a half track. Maybe they got a little something, something.
Absolutely. Jordan Brand. Denny Hamlin. Top guy, definitely.
Denny Hamlin's not going to be out this round.
No.
Denny Hamlin's moving on. Now, Kyle Busch, on the other hand, he may be out this round.
Wow. That would be a huge story. If Kyle Busch goes out in the first round, that would be a shocking story. That's the whole thing. It adds such a great layer to it. I can't speculate about what might happen because we don't know. We got to wait till it happens. But whoever the guy is, there will be a superstar that should have moved on that won't. There always is.
There will.
Apply all your March Madness storylines to this. The
number 15 always beats the number 2.
The dark horse. You know, the Aric Almirola figuring out how to get into the next round by finishing 15th, 13th, and 11th. And just happened to be better than Greg Biffle, who finished 43rd. Who knows? All right, so here are the picks. Giovanni in Miami takes Brad Keselowski and Denny Hamlin. Tommy Noodles takes Matt Kenseth and Kyle Larson. I took Jeff Gordon and Danica for the ultimate super long shot, that if it comes in, they will sing songs about me. And Bob Smith takes Kevin Harvick and Martin Truex Jr. in the MyAFifthStory.com 400. I could get lucky. Yeah. Wow, I thought that was a great pick segment. I really enjoyed it.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Any final thoughts? Anything we didn't talk about here on the program that we need to address? Anything going on with what's going on out there in the world?
No.
You know, the Formula One race was actually great and exciting and thrilling at Monza. But It's really still a Mercedes battle.
Lewis up there. Massa gets on the podium in his new team. If he drove that hard for Ferrari, maybe he wouldn't have been out of a job.
I think that guy is pretty cool who had the sign, the flag with the autograph thing on it.
That was genius.
Genius stuff. You know, race fans come up with some interesting things. You know, we are cruising along. I will be in Charlotte this weekend, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. If you're going to be in the area, come on out. I want to remind everybody about Frank Hawley's Drag Racing School, one of our great sponsors. The Dragster Adventure is something I really think would be a perfect gift come the holidays, a birthday, some sort of milestone gift. It's a great bucket list. Driving a dragster, it's something you can do, something you will love. Open a browser, go to frankhawley.com to find out more. Of course, rodaxcoffeeandgrills.com and our friends at Redline Oil. If you haven't gone back and listened to all the audio vault from, that's what it's called, the audio vault from the Chevrolet Performance U.S. Nationals in the middle of the day, you want to listen to some stuff, I think it's kind of cool. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter. We are constantly tweeting out different things and show links, all of that stuff. And we are getting ready for a big, big weekend of racing where drivers are going to be moving on. Drivers are going to be moving into position. Someone is going to advance in the NHRA. The playoff system is grueling and frightening for those people who have held the points lead all year. You've basically lost it. If you do not qualify, you're almost done, just like that. So there's a lot of great things going on in the world right now. And we at WFO Radio are very excited to bring them to you. Subscribe on iTunes. Download the WFO Radio app.
Do it all. Do it now. Hurry, hurry, hurry. Step right up.
Big thanks to all the WFO Radio listeners. A lot of people getting these 4x6 cards out there at the racetrack, and some of our friends at various tracks, facilities, souvenir stands have given out our WFO Radio cards.
Yes, thank you very much.
To try to bring on new WFO Radio listeners. Big welcome to all those people. Check out the show a couple weeks in a row. Any one show may or may not be that great. You listen to two or three over the course of a couple weeks, you'll get the idea. The Nitro Show, it's interviews, so we can be bad and still be good. Hopefully you will enjoy it.
It's not our fault, it's the driver's fault.
Exactly.
That show's not good.
Remind everybody, our great friends at Poker Action Line, available on iTunes. We're about to come into the studio and talk poker if you're a fan of the sport of poker.
I got one, some F1 stuff. Did you see Gene Haas being interviewed and all that stuff he said about the Ferrari connection and that he hopes to buy not just a lot of parts and all kinds of stuff?
He wants to buy all of Ferrari. No, I did not. The answer is no. It's funny that you bring this up here at the tail end. What do you got? What do you mean?
I just remember seeing something about Gene Haas. He did an interview on that NBC Sports thing and where he joked that Kurt Busch could test drive the F1 car if he wins the championship.
Yes, I saw that on Jayski, that he can win. He can test
and
drive
in the park there, he mentioned about that he hopes the partnership to Ferrari is really big and it's more than just engines, it's parts and all kinds of help, and that it was intentionally originally said that these bigger teams would be able to help the smaller teams, and they hope to be able to use as much help as Ferrari is allowed to give, blah, 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 blah. Lobster bisque.
I think that's great. I don't know that Ferrari's going to want to do that. Someone suggested, they asked, like, how much do you think that technical relationship costs? Got any idea? I have my guess.
$50 million.
$50 million a year was exactly, you're obviously up on the WFO Radio Facebook page.
Oh, yeah, of course. I was posting.
That's the number I guessed.
Putting pictures of my lunch and stuff like that.
Dude, you got to get on social media of some sort. It's ridiculous that you're not. We all know that the chase cars will be different than the rest of the cars, by the way. Yellow driver's name, yellow front fascia.
Why don't we just get rid of all the other cars and only keep the chase drivers?
Well, that was discussed on the terrestrial radio show I do on Fridays. The host, who is...
Oh, last week.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, today is Wednesday. At the time of recording. So you don't even know what day it is. You don't even have any clue.
No,
I know it's Friday. Really? What are you doing to us, man? We're not even there yet. We're not even close. It's today, Friday. Yeah, it's happy hour. Let's go have a drink. That's a really horrible, cruel thing to do to anybody. But the host said that he thought that the non-chase driver should get off the track. And at the start of the show, I posed that question to Giovanni in Miami. And let's just explore it for a quick second. 16 cars only on the track.
I'm not against that, but to further it down, I would not eliminate 16 guys are going to run the last 10 races.
No. When you are eliminated, then you're off the track.
So you want to do that and go 16, 12, 8, and only four guys run the last race.
The non-educated regular sports fan
would understand it better.
Said that he felt like cars that are on the track that can't win the championship are confusing. In the Super Bowl, you have two teams on the field, and there's only two teams left, and one wins, and he's your champion. That's it. And that even if you only have four cars on the track at Homestead, and it's Dale Jr. and Jimmy Johnson and Kyle Busch and Eric Almirola, and they're racing for the championship, and there's only four of them, that's a real championship race, and they're really racing, and there's only four of them. Is that possible?
I mean, is it possible? Yes. Is that entertaining?
Is it entertaining? Would it be a swarming pack of four cars battling each other lap after lap?
No, inevitably it wouldn't.
It would be one car checking out, like by a lap, right?
We saw it just happen just this last week with 43 cars on the field.
Like Brad Kay would have driven away. There's no guarantee. Let's say the other guys have like a fourth place car, a ninth place car, and an 11th place car. You take all those cars away, and you just have Brad Kay dominating two laps down, just making laps.
Yeah, there might not be any cautions because of the lack of accidents.
Not, and this is the point that
I made. And he'll check out. He'll come in. He gets a couple of quick adjustments. The other guys are off. They'll never be able to come in and adjust. They could be five laps down, two-thirds of the way in a race.
Old school style. Just making laps. Just doing lap after lap. Never passing anybody. Never anything. That's what I told him. I said it can't work for that because you would
lose.
That's
why it wouldn't work.
You would lose a lot of the excitement of it. You have to have these other guys out here. Of course, forget sponsorship and stuff, which is a big deal. But you got to have these other guys out here to get in the way.
Right. If the sponsors would just forget about the millions of dollars that they pour into.
Well, they would only
this.
Sponsor you no, for the chase or for the races you make.
Right, of course.
Oh, you were eliminated after 26 races. Okay. Danica, you're no longer
on
the track.
Everybody could get in and buy up ads for those final races that their cars are no longer in.
Hey, GoDaddy, I know you're looking on TV to watch.
But yeah, anyway. Yeah.
So it can't work. That's the whole thing.
It can't really work, but it's a thought.
It's all worth talking about. There's no harm or no shame in talking about something, even if it's a bad idea.
Absolutely.
That's the answer. All right, everybody, that's going to do it. Thanks very much for sticking with us and hanging with us and clicking on the show and tweeting and retweeting and repeating. Oh, quick information. WFO shirts, they're coming soon. They're going to be available for the holidays. Two, we opened the phones and nobody called. Vastly disappointing. Three, the WFO hat saga continues to move on.
I got to say, I didn't get a push.
You did not get a push?
No, I didn't. You know, now that you mention it, I totally forgot about the phone, and yeah. I did not get a push.
Very strange. We'll work on it. All right, that's going to do it. We'll see you next time right here on WFO Radio.
WFO!
The views and opinions of the hosts, guests, or callers do not necessarily reflect that of the station ownership, advertisers, or agencies.